Matthew chapter 19. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Verse 2. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Verse 3. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Verse 4. And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Verse 5. And said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Verse 6. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Verse 7. They said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? Verse 8. He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Verse 9. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry. Verse 11. But he said to them, All cannot accept this saying, but only those to whom it has been given. Verse 12. For there are eunuchs who were born thus from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to accept it, let him accept it. Verse 13. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. Verse 14. But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 15. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. So he said to them, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Verse 18. He said to him, Which ones? Jesus said, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Verse 19. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 20. The young man said to him, All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Verse 21. Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. Verse 22. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Verse 23. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 24. And I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 25. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved? Verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, With men this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Verse 27. Then Peter answered and said to him, See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? Verse 28. So Jesus said to them, Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 29. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Verse 30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.